Our theme tonight is the governance mystery, and I know you've heard me pound this drum. I'm going to keep pounding it. We don't understand how the governance system works on planet Earth, and we need to. We need to, because most of what people describe as problems are not problems. They're symptoms. They're symptoms of how the real governance system works and what the real agenda is, including the fact that we have an enormous financial drain. It's almost like everybody on the planet's being harvested, and that drain is going somewhere, and that gets us into the governance system. I bring this up again because I published a new book review this week. The review is called This Does Not Change Everything, and it's about Naomi Klein's new book, This Changes Everything. Once again, we have a climate change argument, which is unbelievably terrible. And I describe it in detail in the book review. Check it out. It's just slipped off the homepage, but if you go back a page or two, you'll find it again. The book review is called This Does Not Change Everything. What Klein fails to do is all the different things you need to do if you're really going to assess trends in the climate and how it relates or does not relate to sort of man-made behavior. She doesn't do any of them. It's a very sort of emotional combination of sort of a roundup of things going wrong on the planet and attributing all of them to climate change. It's really not a serious work, but it really does pull on the heartstrings. What she never does is address what is the governance system, because let's say everything she said is true and we have terribly urgent climate change, all as a basis of our use of fossil fuel and environmental stress, all man-made. Let's say that's all true. Then the governance system that we have let us get into that trap. Why would a governance system that worked do that? It wouldn't. So whether you believe that our problem is significant and unnecessarily in environmental stress, or you believe that life on Earth is going to be unsuitable or unsustainable for most of the population, both of those are results of a failed governance system, which means the real problem is the governance system. So, you know, as I keep asking again and again, why are we living on a planet where we're not allowed to understand who runs things and by what process, how resource allocation works? Anyway, check it out. It's important because once again, whenever you take an ideology or you take a definition of a problem and you create a sense that it's really true and it's really important, we need to do something, ultimately what you do is you create a weapon that the people who run the planet can use to centralize more control. So I'll just read you the last two paragraphs. Naomi Klein has tried to define problem solution within the official reality. It's fine to do so at cocktail parties. However, doing so in the world of serious policy debate simply creates a weapon that our secretive governance system, whoever they are, can use to institute yet again more central control. The secret of central control is the problem, not climate change. Bring transparency to our governance system and watch breakthrough solutions start to emerge on hundreds of important issues, climate change among them. So, the governance mystery. I note I was on a radio show the other day and I once again said, you know, how important it was that we solve the governance mystery. And I said I didn't really understand who was running the planet and on what basis. And somebody later posted something that says, oh, well, you know, she's lying because she was on the inside. So she really knows, she's just not saying. That's what you have to understand, how few people on the inside really know what's going on.